Ever paid a bill late because you misplaced it? We'll spend all day organizing our closets, but when it comes to money, forget it. Stop the madness. Let's get it together financially. Organizing your money is easy when you have the tools to do it. Plus, you reduce frustration and give yourself the assurance that you're prepared for whatever life throws your way. Visit stcumoney.org to get 8 free tips on how to organize your money before you think about tackling those closets.
Welcome to Library Out Loud, a conversation about any and all things related to the Spokane County Library District. Library Out Loud is brought to you by the Spokane County Library District and our friends at STCU. Now, here's your host, Jane Baker.
Hello and welcome to Library Out Loud. I'm Jane Baker, the Communication and Development Officer for the Spokane County Library District. And with me today, two lovely ladies to talk about Reimagine Medical Lake. First of all, we have Jerry Johnson. Jerry, you have a lot of things. We're going to get more to you in a minute and all the different titles and roles that you have. And also with us is Christy Onze from the Spokane County Library District as well. Thank you, ladies, for joining me today.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
you. So we're here to talk about Reimagine Medical Lake. Correct?
Correct.
Correct. Along with a lot of other awesome things that you do, Jerry. But first, tell me a little bit about yourself. You've been here 30 some years in the area. How did you come to be here, and where did you come from?
Well, I moved over from the west side in 1974, and we were on the Air Force Base. My stepdad retired from there, and I am now married 31 years and just live outside of Medical Lake, and we have 3 children and have been on a family farm that has been there since 1932.
Oh, exciting.
Yes.
Just outside of Medical Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And now Reimagine Medical Lake is a revitalization organization?
Somewhat. It is much broader than that, but it is a grassroots movement. We will just be 2 years old in June.
Wow.
And it just started with a few of us that got together in Umpqua Bank, kind of sitting over, having coffee, mm-hmm. chatting about our community and basically our love of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And we have talked about different ideas, whether it's just our citizens, the businesses, the school district, city government, and our organizations, and different concepts and ideas about how we might be able to get a more cohesive and better ideas about how those groups can work together.
Mm-hmm.
And so Reimagine Medical Lake is all of those things together, and that we would be able to link arms with those groups together. And that's what we've been able to do. We are all of those things, seeing a better and happier community. They are seeing activities and evening meetings, and we're listening to their concerns and bringing those, whether it's to the school district or to the city council, coming to organization evening meetings, the Lions Club, Kiwanis, and just linking arms and shouldering with them. And instead of recreating a wheel, we're saying, how can we strengthen your group?
Gotcha. So grassroots, you mean a citizens-type group.
Correct.
That you've all gotten together and said, hey, let's create some more interest in the area.
Yes.
And see what we can do to help promote Medical Lake and the businesses there.
Absolutely.
So Medical Lake, it's incorporated as its own city.
Correct.
And no Chamber of Commerce. You're part of a regional chamber, if I believe, right, the West Plains Chamber?
Yes.
That's correct?
Right.
There is
the West Plains Chamber of Commerce. And I think Jerry's address is probably really Medical Lake. You just actually don't live within the city limits.
Correct.
Of Medical Lake. So
yes.
Medical Lake is a
big
bigger area.
Yes.
Yes. It is. I do live outside of city limits, but I do have a 99022 zip code.
Okay. So Citizens Group, how big is the group?
So we have approximately about, I would say, between 75 and 90 people that have come. Periodically, there's been we have different numbers who come. Last night we had about 25 that came, so it just ranges in between. We have different things as far as a business development group, and so people check in with us. We have a Facebook, we have MailChimp, we have an email. So there's different ways that they're checking in with us. And so
kind of an electronic organization
as well.
Communicating on Facebook and using email with MailChimp and stuff. So we're going to talk more about that in a moment. But first, let's explain how the library is connected here. Christy, how did you become involved with Reimagine?
Well, like Jerry said, there's a lot of great organizations within Medical Lake, a lot of people who want to help, who want to do community stuff. So Reimagine Medical Lake really brought all these groups together. So I will say that the Medical Lake Library meeting room has been overflowing these last couple of years as different subgroups from Reimagine Medical Lake. The business group meets there almost monthly. There's more meetings right around right now. There's Founders Day coming up, and then again this past winter when they did the Winter Festival.
Mm-hmm.
So, and part of that is, I think the biggest thing was Reimagine Medical Lake, working with the city of Medical Lake and the school district to create community center Saturdays. They opened up the middle school on Saturdays, kind of act as a community center.
Oh, great.
And so the library is doing a STEM program there once a month, so I've been able to do that. Right now it's mostly the kids, but I know in the fall we're going to start offering more programs for seniors and older adults, which is exciting for me as a librarian, because this is a great opportunity to come up with some intergenerational programs that will really work at that extended 4-hour drop-in time at the community center. So I think that for me and the library, that was a great partnership, but also you're partnering with all these other different organizations to make that happen.
Mm-hmm. So then tell me what happens on Saturdays at the community center. You said STEM.
Yeah.
And for people who are listening who aren't quite aware, STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math.
And math, yes. So couple of the programs that I brought there was a program we developed in the library called the Rube Goldberg Machine. So we brought kind of marble coaster runs, bells, pipe cleaners, blocks, all sorts of things. And the idea behind a Rube Goldberg Machine is to create this elaborate contraption to do a really simple task.
Mm-hmm.
And so the task for the day was to ring a bell, and they had to have at least 3 different steps. And we had dominoes, too. That was a big part of it. And the kids just spent so much time. And being in the school, you have a much bigger place. We were able to use the few steps in the cafeteria to make the dominoes hit the marble that would run down the steps on the track that would go to something else that would then hit the bell. And it was a lot of testing and retesting and having the kids working together. Another part of that is they have the National Honor students from Medical Lake High School come to offer tutoring. And while I haven't seen a lot of textbooks being brought and tutoring happen, then those kids can help the younger kids figure out what's working in your machine, what's not working.
Mm-hmm. And so you want to expand that to older adults?
Yeah.
Older people.
Right. The idea was to make a true community center and not just something for kids, but to bring in the adults. And I know that there's some people with a Reimagine Medical Lake working on ideas for that in the fall.
Oh, great. What kind of ideas? Can you share?
Yes. Well, in fact, just this past week, we had a business development meeting.
Uh-huh.
And Christy has brought so much resource to from the library, and Ben Cabildo has in the Spokane library system has been part of the business development group there that has brought in an enrichment to businesses, small business community, that Medical Lake has not had. And so we're talking about, we've done a questionnaire to our local businesses and said, what services do you need? What areas do you feel are your strengths and what are your weaknesses? What do you feel that could be a class that you could benefit from? And so in asking those questions, we are developing some class opportunities and going to use the Saturdays potentially to bring in some teachers and some technology, and using the library as a resource as well to bring the adult community in. Mm-hmm. And so, and using some of the library sources as well to educate the adults and help them to have a opportunity that they've never had before.
Gotcha.
And so that's something that, you know, Medical Lake has had to always go into Spokane.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it was, Christy and I have spoken about this, that sometimes we feel like they have, even if we've had a class or something, they haven't necessarily always used that resource.
Gotcha. So you're expanding, getting the word out about
yes.
all the things that that can come to Medical Lake.
Yeah.
So the things the library is doing, I know that we have a lot of lifelong learning opportunities where you can learn about whatever you want to learn about. That's what the library is all about. But also our business resources. Am I safe in assuming that that's what you're bringing?
Yeah, when we talk about the library resources, is being able to, you know, we talk as much as we can about all the resources that are available in our digital library, but to be able to have Ben, who really does have an extensive business background, and he's a huge advocate of libraries and tells all the
yes.
small business owners, your library should be your second home. So be able to have our resources and his real-life expertise and be able to show, here are our, you know, our business resources that you can access for free with your library card,
mm-hmm.
and to be able to do a little more in depth.
To help improve the businesses out there.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, we're going to talk more about these businesses, but first we got to take a quick little break. You're listening to Library Out Loud.
Did you know there's a place where Spokane talks online? You found it. Tell your friends.
What? You haven't been to the library lately? Stop in today and see that the library is more than books. Spokane County Library District facilities feature on-site technology, including Wi-Fi, computers, and printers, as well as free use of meeting rooms. The library district offers events and programs for all ages, from story times to career development and employer classes to social security workshops. Our staff is well-trained and happy to help. Find out more about your library at scld.org. If you're like many shoppers, you love to find a deal online. Or you shop online because it's so convenient. And you probably know thieves love to go online too, to try to steal shoppers' credit card information. When you're shopping online, you can start protecting your credit card information by investigating the website you're shopping on. Make sure the online retailer lists a real phone number and a physical address. Read the site's privacy policy and search for reviews and ratings of the retailer. You can read more about safe shopping online at STCU's financial education blog. Go to stcumoney.org.
A special thank you to our friends at Tom Sawyer Country Coffee, the official coffee supplier here at Spokane Talks Online.
The economy is getting stronger, banks are lending again, and interest rates are at historic lows. Now is a great time to buy your dream home. The caring and knowledgeable professionals at Homes for You have been helping people just like you for over 20 years. They take the time to listen to what you want and will help you find just the right home in Washington or Idaho. Real estate is what we do at Homes for You, 928-5782, or visit online at homes4uspokane.com.
And welcome back to Library Out Loud. I'm Jane Baker, and with me today are Jerry Johnson from Medical Lake and Reimagine Medical Lake, among other things. We're going to try and get to all that in the time we have left. And also Christy Onze from the Library District. And we are talking about all the things happening in Medical Lake. Well, not all the things. We don't have enough time, but we're going to try and get to what we can. There's a lot of festivals going on. They're Founders Day. You had mentioned that earlier. Tell me a little more about that.
Well, Reimagine Medical Lake was asked to assume responsibilities for the Founders Day Festival this year. And so last year, we only took over the triathlon and the parade. And as of January, we assumed responsibilities for the entire festival. And so that brought us to a lot of exciting possibilities. And we have now expanded the festival this year. And we have been just really buzzing with excitement because last year, our parade, for instance, it grew to 90 participants.
Oh, my.
And so this year, I'm not sure of our final number. Of course, parade participants are joining us actually daily. And so, you know, we won't know until actually parade day because there are actually people who show up on parade day and say, can I join you?
Can I join?
And so, yeah, of course, absolutely is what we say. We would prefer that we would have everybody registered beforehand just because we would like to have, you know, the most organized parade as possible just because that is much, much better. And we want to be able to announce everyone as they go through. But on that note, we have a grandstand that is a sponsored thing this year, and we will have cultural dancers on our grandstand after the parade.
Awesome.
Which is a new piece this year, and a young lady who will be presenting a speech from the FFA. She did that at the state FFA convention.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, to watch these different cultural dancers on the stage, and you'll be able to sit in the city street and have food from one of our food trucks or one of our many local eateries. That's a new experience this year in Medical Lake. And then another addition is we have a health fair. And so we want to make sure that Medical Lake is a rural community, and we are endeavoring to reach whether it would be some of our elderly or some of our vulnerable folks. And so giving them this opportunity to have a health screening,
mm-hmm.
That's something we're desiring to do.
Wow.
And so, and it's right next to our local pharmacy, the Owl Pharmacy, and they do a wonderful job. We have aerials that they bring out every year, and it's just something that they have enjoyed sponsoring. We have a couple of different animal shelters that will be there. And so that's something that we enjoy sponsoring as well. And so there is a car show, and that is looking to be one of our biggest car shows.
And this is all happening at Founders Day.
All is happening.
Okay.
But
I had no idea this was going on.
The night before, we're having the Pizza Factory is having an all-you-can-eat pizza, salad bar and pizza. And we are having a street dance with four live bands. And Ben and Jerry's ice cream truck will be there. So that's something. So it's going to be a two-day affair.
Okay. When is this? Because this sounds like the
June
place to be.
June 16th and 17th.
June 16th and 17th.
Yes.
In Medical Lake.
In Medical Lake.
And you mentioned triathlon.
Yes.
A parade, a health fair, street dances, art show. Oh, my goodness.
Vendors. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We are so excited because we want people to know that Medical Lake is the destination to be.
Wow.
It's a beautiful city.
Wow.
Total walkable. You know, there's a path around the lake, and it's a beautiful city.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That sounds great. So coming up in June, all this mm-hmm. is happening, and a historical tour as well. I know there's a lot
Absolutely.
Of history behind Medical Lake.
There is. There is. And we do a historical tour. Alpha Omega Bus will be doing a tour, mm-hmm. and you can get on that bus tour. And we also will be showing our historical documentary. We created that approximately a year ago, and we have got, like you just said, a very rich history in our community. And we have a number of individuals who created that documentary and telling the history, our Native American individuals who were there first, and they discovered all of the medicinal properties, and they were sharing those things, and we had Mr. LaFay and Mr. Hallett, who then were the first white people who were there, and then we told the story, and you can get that DVD. It'll be available there.
Awesome. Okay, so Medical Lake, for people who are new to the area, well, even some of us who have been around
right.
for a while, it's called Medical Lake because there was these medicinal properties
Correct.
To the lake that people went for healing, and mm-hmm. and that traces back to the Native Americans, and
yes.
and the documentary talks about all of
it
this.
It does. It tells all of the different things that they found that were all of the medicinal properties and that were documented,
mm-hmm.
and it tells all of those stories, and it has all of the stories in the town and in the lake and all through the newspaper clippings and through to today.
Oh, that sounds fascinating. And the documentary is going to be shown at the Medical Lake Library mm-hmm. on Wednesday, June 14th mm-hmm. at 1 o'clock.
Yep. And we planned it especially to be just a few days before the festival.
Uh-huh.
There are a lot of new excitement and a lot of new people, you know, in the area that maybe haven't had a chance to see the documentary. And as Founders Day is coming up, the interest is growing.
Sure.
And so we picked that day on purpose. We work together to that, find
that's
that day.
Great. We were talking about how to pronounce the name of this, and it's Salish. And do you want to give it a shot? Because I'm sure I will not pronounce it correctly. It does stand for Strong Medicine Water. Okay.
Yeah. Skookum Leekum Chook.
Okay. That's it. And if that was wrong, we can learn the right way from the video,
yes,
right?
Right.
Okay. So you can see that for free at the library
yeah.
on that day. And then that documentary will be available for purchase if
Correct.
Somebody's interested. Wow. Fascinating stuff. I'm still blown away that you have 90 entries into the parade.
Yes. And the library signed up early, so we're in the parade.
Very nice.
We did our job.
Very nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you can go to information@medicallake.org and or medicallake.org/vendor. At this point, you can register to be a parade or a vendor or a triathlon athlete
mm-hmm.
at this point.
Wow.
And we would love to have any of you come out to participate or to just take in the day or the evening the night before.
It sounds like something you'd want to go and spend the whole day.
Right.
Check it out. And,
yeah.
and
there's plenty of stuff to do.
Take
yeah.
a trek
and,
around
yeah.
the lake and see the parade. And
yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
MedicalLake.org.
Yes.
That's the website. And you'd mentioned a Facebook earlier. Is that
Reimagine Medical Lake.
Reimagine Medical Lake. And you mentioned MailChimp, which is the email service. Is there a way that you can get on to those emails?
If you just go to our website, You can sign up for all of those things, and they're all available right on our website.
That's fabulous.
Absolutely.
All right. So if I head out to Medical Lake, say if I go this weekend, I know that this isn't Founders Day, but if I'm excited about this, I kind of want to drive out to Medical Lake and check it out, what should I not miss?
Well, I would say there are there is a wonderful bakery, La Faye Street Bakery,
mm-hmm.
and the Owl Pharmacy has a wonderful little variety of gift cards and gift ideas. And we have a great little hardware store that is the Village Supply. And we have the Pizza Factory has great pizza and also a salad bar that is fantastic. We have there are two little vintage antique stores.
Uh-huh.
One of them is Jerry's. It's right across the street from the bakery. She just opened it up. It's
awesome.
Really great.
Awesome. Yeah, so if I could head out to Medical Lake Saturday. Maybe walk around the lake,
there's
walk up and down the street.
There's a great path, mm-hmm. walking path around the lake.
Have some pizza, do some antiquing. Sounds like the thing to do.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'd love to talk about more of this, but we're running out of time, and maybe we'll have you back again sometime, Jerry.
All right.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And Christy, thank you.
Thank you.
This has been Library Out Loud.
Library Out Loud is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksOnline.com, which is solely responsible for its content. Ask a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. Library Out Loud is brought to you by the Spokane County Library District and STCU. Go visit and explore your local library today.
What? You haven't been to the library lately? Stop in today and see that the library is more than books. Spokane County Library District facilities feature on-site technology, including Wi-Fi, computers, and printers, as well as free use of meeting rooms. The library district offers events and programs for all ages, from story times to career development and employer classes to social security workshops. Our staff is well-trained and happy to help. Find out more about your library at scld.org.